弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我今天早上很开心能够来参加你们的成人主日学。
I'm very pleased to be here to be able to attend the Sunday school.
因为我在教会里面都是要教的。
And usually, when I was in my church, I used to teach.
而且能够听到这么好的主日学，我实在是很感谢主。
Thank the Lord for a good lecture that I got this morning.
我希望能够更多的弟兄姐妹们能够珍惜这样的机会，一起在主的面前来读他的话语。
More of you would take the opportunity and come to learn and listen to the Lord's message.
我自己今天要讲的和大家分享的题目是与神同工，互相建立。
The topic I'm going to share with you is to work with the Lord and build up each other.
礼拜五晚上我所释放的的信息是与主同活，彼此劝慰。
And Friday night I share with you to look with the Lord and comfort each other.
我昨天晚上在渐渐思想你们这一年的主题信息，互相劝慰，彼此劝慰，互相建立，实在是很好。
And I gave some thought yesterday in terms of your basic theme this year, and it was a very good thing that you had.
因为一个神的教会，若是能够彼此劝慰，互相建立，就能够讨神的喜悦，就能够荣耀神的名。
If a church can comfort each other and build up each other, and then we will be able to please the Lord.
若是一个教会彼此批评，互相拆毁，就让圣灵担忧，让神的名受羞辱。
And if a church and try to curse each other and find each other pointing at each other, and then the Lord will be in shame. The Lord's name will be in shame.
我们教会在1979年9月9日成立的。
And our church started in
1979.
1979.
Yeah.999
September 9th, 1979.
我们开始成立的时候，我们是20个人开始的。
We started church, we had only 20 people.
因为那个地方靠近纽约，所以中国人很多。
And the place is very close to New York, so there are many Chinese.
那我们到今天14年来，我们教会大大小小大概将近1000人。
And after 14 years, we have about 1,000 in our church.
我不是要讲我们教会人多，我是要讲在这样子的过程当中，弟兄姐妹们可以思想一个教会的成长中过程是非常的错综复杂的。
And I'm not trying to boast the number in our church, but rather to share with you the many steps that we went through in building the church.
在这10多年当中，我在那里学习和弟兄姐妹们一起与神同工，一起来建造。
And during the past decades, and we've been learning how to share with each other and how to build a church.
经历了神许许多多他的应许的实现，
and we have experienced many of the Lord's promises.
看见神的能力在教会的里面，
and we have experienced His ability.
看见弟兄姐妹们的成长和改变，
and we've seen the brothers and sisters grow in the Lord.
看见教会许多许多的问题，无论是事物的问题，是人际关系的问题，一件一件在神的面前突破而能够成长。
See many of the problems in the church, whether it's between the people or between the spiritual needs, and be one by one solved by the Lord.
我实在很愿意把我的心掏出来和大家来分享，我们怎样子一同在神的面前一起来建造。
And I really wanted to share with you all these details.
但是我知道时间是很快的，而且我的话也很多的。
And I know the time here is very limited, and usually I like to talk.
但是我们要来读神的话。
And we need to study the Lord's word.
请我们一起打开圣经，看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我可不可以请刘弟兄念第六节到第九节英文念，然后第十节、十五节我来念中文。
Okay,
哥林多前书第三章我们从第六节念到十五节这一整段。
We're going to study 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 15. And I'll start reading the first part in English.I planted a seed, Apollo watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
第十节，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。我们可不可以一起念中文的，若是可能的话。十一节。
If
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和鞋在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。我们有一个简短的祷告。主，我们等候在你的面前。
Lord, we are here waiting in front of you.
我们在这里敬拜你。
We're here to pay respect.
我们在这里感谢赞美你。
We're here to give thanks.
主，愿你自己设立宝座在我们当中。
May Lord be sitting among us.
让称为你名下的百姓在这里敬拜你的时候，你的名得的荣耀。
And all the ones that carry your name would be here to glorify your name.
也愿你的圣灵在这里，在我们中间运行，做你所要做的事情。让我们在你面前同被建造，我们彼此劝慰。你自己宝血遮盖，你自己来说你自己要说的话。也把在座每一位心灵里面在你面前的需要，求你自己向他们说话。你是听祷告的主，我们谢谢您。奉主耶稣的名，阿门。我是一个很喜欢感谢赞美主的人。
And I like to give thanks to the Lord.
因为我觉得神很可爱。
Because God is loving.
我觉得神很可亲。
And he is also very dear.
而且我觉得神是一个很喜欢听我们祷告的神。
And also God likes to listen to our prayer.
我从小就喜欢祷告。
I like to pray ever since I was a youngster.
我从小就喜欢在说，到底什么样的教会是神要地上建立的一个教会。
And I like to know what kind of church is the one that the Lord wants to build here on earth.
我在我那个教会里面是叛徒。
And I was a rebellion in my church.
我那个教会是说，别的教会都是公会，只有他们是教会。
And because the church says that all the other churches are part of the denomination, we are the only church.
我不相信这件事情。
And I didn't want to believe that.
我越读圣经，我越不相信这件事情。
The more I read the Bible, the less I believe in it.
所以我从高中的时候就在学校的里面开始传福音，带同学来读圣经。
And ever since when I was in high school and I started studying the Bible and bringing the people to the Lord.
然后我就参加联合的基督教的聚会。
And I went to the United Christian Worship.
然后我回到教会里面，我们的青少年团契的负责人就会把我叫到一边去，听说牧杰啊，你到公会去了。
And when I went back to my own church, and the youth minister asked me, saying that I heard that you went to the United worship.
你要分别为圣，你要小心。
And he said that you need to separate yourself and be careful.
我说他们都是神的儿女。
And I told him that they are all the Lord's children.
我不觉得他们不是。
And I didn't think they weren't.
他两个眼睛睁得好大，差点冒出火来。但是因为我父亲也是长老，所以他不敢骂我。这是开玩笑的话，长老挨的骂最多。什么事情都骂长老。但是我靠着席了，所以我越来越心广体胖。
I have the Lord that I can depend on, so therefore I'm doing quite well.
所以当我到了美国的时候，在 New Jersey 住。
And when I came to the States and I've been staying in New Jersey.
哦、oh, ，New Jersey 真是找不到一间好教会，求主赦免我这样讲。
And in New Jersey, we couldn't find a good church.
我三年之久，我的心就是飞向加州，因为我知道加州有很以前带领我的传道人，还有很好的教会在那边。
For 3 years, and even though we were in New Jersey, however, my heart was in California.
我向主祷告说：“主啊，把我带走！主啊，把我带去！”
And I've been praying to the Lord to bring me to California.
我说我在这边要干死了。
And here I'm very thirsty.
然后我还用了一句话，我说这个叫做属灵的荒漠。
And this is the desert of the spiritual world.
我就用这个话向神祷告了三年。
And I prayed to the Lord for 3 years.
我在 New Jersey 就搭帐篷三年，一心想要到加州去。
And I was a pitching tent in New Jersey for 3 years and waiting for the moment to go back to California.
有一天我在祷告的时候
One day when I was in prayer,
我又向神说，我说神啊，我的灵里面好干啊，没有人来喂养我，没有人来浇灌我，我说我快要干死了。
And I said to the Lord that I was very thirsty in my spirit, and no one is here to quench my thirst.
然后主和我讲话。
And the Lord spoke to me.
主说，你岂不知道我在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路呢？
The Lord said, didn't you know that I give a spring in the desert and take the road in the wilderness?
你知道神的话一出来哈，神不讲第二遍的，神的话带着能力，神的话就是他的自己。我在神的面前马上好像一刹那之间我这个人扑倒在神的面前 That's it.
I'm sure you know that the Lord when he said whatever he said with power he would not repeat himself and all of a sudden I realized what the blessing that the Lord gave me
我就在神的面前真正的认罪在神的面前说主啊我是谁我居然敢这样讲这是东部的这是属灵的荒漠
Yeah, and I repent in front of the Lord and ask him for his forgiveness
我在神面前说主啊 Yes 你可以在沙漠开江河
I said Lord yes You can bring spring to the desert
你可以在旷野开道路
And you can build, you can pave the road in the wilderness
主啊求你赦免我
Please forgive me
我再把自己交在你的手中
And I want to give myself to you
Use me
And 用我
哦我讲英文了对不起很好的翻译我就向主说主啊我是一个无用的人
I said to Lord and I'm a person of I'm useless
我是一个破碎的器皿
and I'm a broken vessel
我是一个得罪你的人
and I have sinned against you
但是我把自己交给你你要做什么事情你把我算在里面
and I want to give myself to you and so use me whatever you could
从那天开始我完全放弃完全不再想搬家的事情
So from then, I never thought on another moment for from moving, moving from New Jersey.
我说主啊，我要看见你在沙漠开江河，你在旷野开道路。
And I want to see, and I told the Lord that I want to see you. I want to see the spring in the desert and the road in the wilderness.
我们开始在一起祷告。
And we started to pray.
我们在一起，我就为着复兴领导，我在神的面前祷告。
And I pray in front of the Lord.
不到半年之久我们开始了若歌华人教会我是其中的一个
and six months later we started the Roger Community Church
我让弟兄姐妹们讲在神面前的建造乃是与神同工
and be able to build up in front of the Lord and just to be able to work
与神同工的第一件事情就是要敬畏神
and the first thing that we need to know to work with the Lord is to to worship the Lord
我们知道这是神的工作
and we have to know it's the Lord's work
保罗说我这个栽种了亚波罗浇灌了但是神叫他生长
and Paul says here that he planted and but Apollo watered but the Lord let it grow
离开了神我们什么都不能做
and if we leave the Lord we cannot do anything
所以我们在神的面前开始第一件事情就是学习敬畏神
and so the first thing that we have to learn is to worship the Lord
弟兄姐妹们我问大家一件很简单的事情
I want to ask you a very simple question.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们只要有两三个人奉主的名聚集，主就在我们当中，是不是
？And the Bible tells us that if there are two or three get together to pray in the Lord's name, the Lord will be among us.
我可不可以问一下，听过这句话的人，你可不可以举手
？How many of you have heard that?
好，很多人没有举手。没有听过这句话的人，请你举手。
Whoever did not hear
it. 只有一个人，所以我就知道两个人。很多人是不好意思举手哈，觉得太简单的这个问题不需要回答。圣经告诉我们说，只要有两三个人聚集，主就在我们的当中。
The Bible tells us if we have two or three gathered together in the Lord's name, He will be among us.
我们自己问问自己，你相不相信主现在在我们当中
？Do you believe the Lord is among us now?
你相不相信
？Do you believe that?
是知识的相信呢，还是真正知道他在这里
？Do you really believe it or just know it?
如果你只是当着道理的话，你可能不会想到这件事情，是不是
？And if you think this is just something of a knowledge.And you may not give much of a thought.
但是你真正相信这件事情的时候，你就知道主在这里。
However, if you really believe it, you would know that the Lord is among us.
我们就不敢随便。
We would not dare do anything.
我们就知道我们可以靠主。
We can depend on him.
我们在成立教会之前，我们叫做 fellowship.
And before the church started, we called ourselves a fellowship.
我们要变成教会的时候，有一个主要同工就说：“那有什么用？换汤不换药。”
And so we as started to become a church and one of our co-workers said what's the difference and it's just a name change
我和他说完全不一样
and I told him no it's completely different
我们在 fellowship 的时候我们是在预备的期间我们是在和别的教会在一起 讨论我们能不能够合并成为一个合而为一的教会，在合一上面我们等候寻求。
When we were a fellowship and we were just waiting and preparing ourselves, and also we were working with other church to see which direction we were going.
当神的时候到了，环境也印证是对的时候，我们这个时候开始，我们要如鹰展翅上腾了。
And when the time comes, we became a church and it's like the eagle spread its wings.
我们的里面啊，我在教会里面服侍到今天已经快要14年多了。
And I've been serving the church for almost 14 years.
真是可以说14年如一日。
It's just like one day.
没有周末的，没有什么 private life 的。
And there's no weekends and there's no private moment.
但是我不觉得这是工作，我觉得这是与神同工的一种喜乐，和神所给我们的一种特权来侍奉他。
Alright, did not feel that is a burden. Rather, it's a way to serve the Lord and His joy.
我们看见和神同工的那种的喜乐，我们说这是何等大的祝福，我们可以有这个资格在神的面前来参与。
And for serving the Lord, it's a great blessing and giving me great joy.
在这个教会的里面，我们就看见神把人不断的带到这个教会里面来。
And within the Lord, bringing people to the church.
弟兄姐妹们，一个教会在这里，我们与神同工的事情，我们每一个人都要在神的面前追求一件事情，就是与神同在。
Brothers and sisters, to be with the Lord is to build up in the Lord is to be with the Lord.
圣经里面没有一个属灵的伟人，他的成功没有缺少这个主要的因素，神与他同在。
Selling the all the spiritual leaders and all the characters in the Bible, we know one important thing is that they are with the Lord.
我们用信心来接受，而且我们在生活的里面来操练与神同在，而且与神同行。
And we have to believe in faith.Practice in our
life. 一个教会不是一个组织，也不是一个社团。
And the church is not just an organization.
这是神所要建造的工程。
And it's a work that the Lord wants to build up.
所以我们开始成立教会的时候，我们同工中间只有第一件的要求，就是说是一个敬畏神的人。
And when we started our church, and one of the criteria that we asked for our co-worker is the one who respects the Lord.
我们只看圣经里面神说神要什么，我们绝对不说我们自己喜欢什么，我们自己主张什么，我们自己赞成什么，反对什么。
And we get together, all we want is to follow the Bible's guidance and to see what the Lord wants rather than what we want.
我们碰到意见不同的时候，我们就一起回到神的面前来，一起跪下来祷告，一起把圣经里面的真理拿出来，我们一起来分享，我们来说圣经里面到底怎么说，神的意思到底怎么样子，我们就全部照着做。
And whenever we have differences amongst ourselves,And all we can do is to get together and pray to the Lord and ask for His guidance.
若是有人知道神的话语，但是还是要坚持己见的，这样的人根本不会进到我们的同工厅里面来。
And if someone who knows the word of the Lord and yet being stubborn on his own idea, and we would not welcome him to be part of our work.
不是 welcome， 我们会让他有保护他，让他有机会再成长。
And we would let him continue to grow.
我们向着人是爱的，但是我们向着神是敬畏的。
And we love our fellow.
那么 我们甚至于有一个同工严到一个地步，若是这个同工不参加教会的主日学，不参加了教会的祷告会，或者是没有十一奉献的话，同工提名的时候名都没有。
And there are even a very severe rules says that if one who does not come to the Sunday school, who does not come to the prayer meeting, who does not practice tithe.He will not be part of the co-worker.
你们早上没有来参加主日学的，不要以为我在讲你啊，这是我们教会开始的时候。不，我倒是希望你们不要介意，我虽然外面是客人，但是在主里面也是弟兄嘛，是不是？
So you have to forgive me, even though I'm here a visitor, and yet within the Lord we're all brothers.
我们教会从开始的第一天就没有听过主日学。
And since the first day of the church, we have never stopped our Sunday school.
我们只有二十个人开始，但是我们一开始看三门。
And even though we had only 20 people at the start of the church, we have three classes.
我们开始聚会只有二十个人，所以四班的人比下面的人还要多。
And since we have very few people at that time, we have more people in the choir than we have people in the congregation.
我们主日学我们是非常认真的教，哪怕只有三个学生，你知道老师都花很多的功夫准备的。
And we take our Sunday school very seriously, even though there are very few students, maybe even only two or three, and we prepare ourselves just the same.
我们教会还没有真正的同工，不是从主日学里面产生出来的，除非从外面进来的，他也参加主日学。
And we have never had any co-workers in our church that did not grow out of the Sunday school.
我们必须在神的话语上面认真的下功夫，尽心的下功夫，还要狠狠的下功夫，我们才能够侍奉神。
And we must study the words of the Lord and study the heart before we can learn and build up ourselves.
我们不但要有神的同在，而且我们要照着神的蓝图，我们来建造。
And not only we have to be with the Lord, we also have to follow His blueprint.
摩西和大卫他们都有神的启示，告诉会幕怎么建造，圣殿怎么建造。
And both Moses and David, they have the blueprints from the Lord to tell them how to build the tents, the tabernacle.
其实我没有在听你讲，所以你 don't look at me. 保罗也是说神自己耶稣基督自己亲自启示我，而且我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And even Paul says that he would only seek for the Lord's revelation.
在教会里面，你要做一个教会的 leader， 你一定要在神的面前明白神的心意，在神的面前迫切的祷告，知道到底神要你做什么。
And if you want to be a church leader, you have to seek the Lord's will so that you know how to do it.
我所以今天是长老或者所谓教会的 leader 是被别人带出来的，而不是我自己说自己是 leader。
And when I talk about church leader, it's not that the one I mentioned, but rather the leader of the church that was brought up to the leadership.
但是在我们教会刚刚开始那前两年，我常常花长时间自己跪到房间里面去，花几个钟头的时间为着教会属灵的事情在神的面前祷告，寻求带导。
In the early years, and I often spend long hours in isolation and just to pray for the Lord, to pray to the Lord to seek for His guidance.
主要让这个教会的根基建造在你的蓝图上面，照着你自己的蓝图来建造。
And I wanted to see the church that built up based on your blueprint.
能够建造一个教会，只有让你的荣耀。
And we want to have a church just to glorify you.
主要建造一个教会，传扬你的真理。
And we only want to have a church to pray your truth.
主要建造一个教会，充满你圣灵的大能。
And to have the church to have your spiritual power.
主要建立一个教会，充满你的爱，让所有受伤的人，让所有需要的人，能够在这个地方得到你的爱，能够医治他所有里面的创伤。
To have a church to have your love, so anyone who is wounded and would have needs can come here to be healed and to be mended.
主要建立一个的教会，是国度的教会，不被教会的 property line 或者墙壁所限制的，而是一个普世眼光的教会。
So to build a church with no boundaries.
而且建立一个教会是永远能够照着你的意思而做的。
And to have a church to follow your will.
而且建立一个教会是能够让你喜乐的，让你喜悦满足的。
And to follow a church to please you.
常常在神的面前，就是为着这一些事情，为着弟兄姐妹们的光景，为着教会在神面前的需要和征战，在神面前不断的祷告。
And for the church needs and the brothers and sisters need, I pray.
一直祷告到圣灵充满，一直到祷告神说话，一直祷告到引进神的同在和能力。
Pray until I hear the Lord's will and the Lord's word.
许多的事情没有办法做的事，带到主的面前来，把它交给主。
And many things that were difficult, and I would bring it in front of the Lord.
我们在教会成长过程当中，许许多多的时候，有很多的意见，我们教会卧龙藏虎。
And at the beginning of the church, and there were many different opinions because we have many able people.
各路英雄好汉都藏在我们当中。
We have a lot of learned people in among us.
很多教会的长老、什么主席都是在我们教会里面隐藏着。
And there are many people in our congregation that came from other churches and they were elders and deacons before.
所以不要说意见很多，好的意见都很多。
And not only we had many opinions and ideas, and there are many good ones too.
但是我们在神的面前这条路要走得正直。
However, we have to follow the Lord.
好的意见进来，若是不是因为引进来天上的祝福，把神的自己更多的引进来，不过是让教会增长，事情成做得好一点的时候，我们 put us secondary.
And so therefore, even though we have many good ideas and opinions, and we like to be a very judicial and selective, to be with the Lord and to follow His word.
我们教会经过第一次的建堂，我们等于是现金120万的现金奉献的建堂，但是我们现在到第二次的扩堂。在这么忙碌的当中，我们教会在神面前的 vision 和清楚的属灵的标准绝对不能够影响和减低。
And the first time we built the church building, we had $1.2 million of cash donations, and now we're going through an expansion phase.
这是265万。
2.6 million.
这些外面的压力很需要很大。
And we have great pressure from the outside.
非常的忙。
And we're very busy.
我和弟兄姐妹说 piece of cake. big cake.
Piece of big cake.
没有什么了不起。有神同在，凡事都能。
Because if we are with the Lord, anything we can
do. 而且我们的 focus 是在有没有把福音传出去，有没有把神的同在带进来，有没有让圣灵在人的家中，在生命的里面，让人圣洁，来荣耀主。
And our focus is whether we have bring the people to the Lord and have preached the truth and the gospel.
有没有弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱，彼此劝慰，彼此建议？
Do we have brothers, sisters, and love each other and build up each other?
神在我们的中间带领我们。
God is leading amongst us.
我们虽然很有限，但是神是无限的。
Even though we are limited, He is unlimited.
我们有的时候实在是觉得好像一头撞墙还比较简单一点。
And sometimes we feel like we are up against the wall.
但是神会把墙打开，让你走过去。
And yet we know the Lord will break the wall and let us
through. 然后他把你抱起来。他说有我，不要怕。
You tell us that I'm here, don't be afraid.
我有的时候，我这个人哈，除了在主面前，这一辈子大概只哭过一两次。
And besides in front of the Lord, I had only weeped or cried a couple of times.
但是为了教会的事情哈，我能够掉泪的。
However, for the church work, and I weep often.
我不是故意要讲自己的事情，但是有的时候到教会的压力大到一个地步，我向主祷告说，主啊，我一直觉得我这个人哈，好像你给的恩典很高，但是现在我觉得三个人都不可能胜得过去，但是我向你说，主啊 ，I give up.
So, even though I'm not trying to brag myself, but rather trying to tell you the story. That is, I often feel great burden in front of the Lord and pray for His help.
但是你看见这个耶稣基督是教会的元首。
And you must know that Jesus is the head of the church.
他在这个教会里面，他让万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He would ask all to help each other so we all benefit.
神用一些非常不同的环境来塑造我们，为着他自己国度的需要。
And he gives us each one different experience and environment so that we can grow in.
因为下面就讲到，我们还要建造在这个根基上面。
And we have built on the foundation.
若是在这个根基上面不合于这个根基的要求的，进不来。
And if it does not meet the requirement of the foundation, it would not be able to build up.
即使在这个上面建造的，将来还要被火来烧。
And not only the one that built up here, it also need to be tested by the flame.
这个耶稣基督的根基是什么呢
？What is the basis, the foundation of Jesus?
耶稣基督的救恩。
It's His salvation.
耶稣基督的复活。
His resurrection.
他升上高天，差遣圣灵来充满我们。
And it's the Spirit that He sent down.
然后他自己还要再来。
And His second coming.
好像一块宝贵的房角石的四个角落一样。
And it's like the cornerstone of the building.
他的救恩
and his salvation.
他的复活
his resurrection.
他差遣圣灵来成立教会，然后差派宣教。
And he sent the Spirit down to be with us, and so we can preach the gospel.
而且他还要再来
and his second coming.
我们在这个上面，照着神的话语，好像一条金线一样，把他这四个角落连在一起。
And for the cornerstone that we make connection.
而且神叫我们生长。
And the Lord will let us grow.
弟兄姐妹们，在神的建造的里面，没有一点东西可以出于我们的自己。
And in the Lord's work, there shouldn't be anything that came from ourselves.
任何的东西出于我们自己，我们不够敬畏神。
And anything that came from ourselves is not showing the worship and respect to the Lord.
而且这个互相建造，你们这个题目很有意思。
And the thing you have to build up each other is very interesting.
这个互相建造啊。听起来好像是多数，但是其实是单数的用法。
And sounds like plural, yet it's a singular use.
它是每一个都要被建造。
Because each and every one needs to be built.
所以我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹们，这个神的话语都是向我们讲的。我们每一个人在神的面前和神的建造都有关系，都有份。
So brothers and sisters, and the word is to every one of us. So every one of us needs to be built.
不论你觉得你是不是教会的同工。
And it doesn't matter whether you are a co-worker of the church.
将来有一天我们到神那里去的时候，神都要检查我们每一个人在他面前所做的。
And once we're in front of the Lord, he will tell us what we've done.
所以你虽然不是教会的同工，但是你在神面前忠心讨神喜悦的来侍奉，那么在神面前你要得到神的奖赏，神不会忘记你的。
And even if you may not be a co-worker of the church, and yet you be faithful in doing His work and following His words, and the Lord will not forgive you. Will reward you just the same.
你知道我们教会有很多人很可爱。
We have many lovely people in our church.
他们不会讲道，不会教主日学，不会领会，不会探访。
And they may not know how to deliver a sermon or go take visitation or teach Sunday school or anything like that.
但他们会祷告。
And yet they know how to pray.
有一个伯母，她每天为我祷告。
And there is one elder sister, she prays for me every day.
她是真正每天祷告，没有一天停的。
It's truly that she prays every day.
那还有一个弟兄也一直为我祷告。
And there's also a brother that he prays for me every day.
那他还好一点，他只是偶尔看到我问我或者打电话来问我说，牧杰啊，弟兄，你有什么事情需要带到？
And he from time to time would call me or ask me what the what do I need to what can he pray for me?
我们教会那个执事会主席才倒霉呢。
And the chairperson of the deacons board.
他每个礼拜一晚上几点钟我不知道，总有那个弟兄按时准时打电话给他说，你这个礼拜有什么事情为你带到。
And every Monday evening he will receive a phone call from this brother.Asking for what to pray for him.
他变成习惯以后，他每个礼拜一就要等完那个电话，他才觉得好像说这个 OK， 好像他这个人才 off.
So therefore, he knew this phone call is coming every Monday, so he would be waiting there for the phone call to come, and otherwise it would not be done.
但是他很喜乐，他很被 supported.
And yet he is very joyful and very supportive.
我们明年度教会，我们的执事会主席他有17个执事。
And next year we're going to have a deacon board of 17 members.
所以他是很辛苦。
And he has a great task in front of him.
但是神也给他恩典，也给他带到的人。
And yet the Lord gave him great gifts and also gave people to pray for him.
弟兄姐妹，这样子带到的人在神的面前，你说他会不会有赏赐？神会不会喜悦
？So the people that just pray for other people, do you think that the Lord would give them the reward?
所以昨天我们有6位刚刚受洗的弟兄姐妹们 ，right?
Yesterday we have a baptism here, and we have 6 brothers and sisters receive the Lord.
你可以一面好好开始追求读经祷告，你就可以开始借着祷告带祷来参加侍奉，对不对？
And I give you encouragement to start studying the Bible and to start praying.
那么在教会属灵的建造的事上，其实你也有你的一份参与。
So therefore, in the build-up of the church, you will have a part in it.
在我们教会大大小小，如果说1000人的话，那你怎么样子找到同工的工作给人侍奉呢？不可能的事情。
So since we have a congregation of about 1,000, so it's difficult to find everybody at the job.
但是那愿意为神做工的人哈，这个他会安安静静的找到神给他的那一份，安安静静的做神要他做的工。
However, the ones who really want to serve the Lord will have a part in it.
那一些吹锣打鼓，那一些这个一直要找工作的人，并不见得真的为你给他一个工作，也并不见得做得好。
And the ones that really want to show off themselves and may or may not do a good job.
而且这个建造还讲到说呢，这个建造要用金银宝石来建造。
And it tells us here to use the silver and gold to silver and stone to build up the foundation.
不可以用草木和谐来建造。
Do not use hay and straw.
这个草木和谐的建造呢，叫做什么呢？叫做有余的奉献。
And if you use the hay and the straw, it's just redundant.
主耶稣举了一个例子啊，他到这个圣殿里面去，这个看这个这个人奉献。
And Jesus gave us an example. Once he was in the temple and watching people put in offering.
我们相信主耶稣一定比我们谁都忙，对不对？哪里有这个闲工夫去看一下奉献呢？
And we know that Jesus must be very busy when he was here preaching. And yet, how did he find time to go to the temple watching people do the offering?
这个奉献箱呢，是在这个男子院和这个外邦院中间的女院当中。
And the offering box is in front of the temple, between the men's quarter and the ladies'
因为以色列人呢，外邦人不能进到妇女院呢，不能进到圣所里面来，对不对？那这个妇女们不能够进到男子院，所以在妇女院呢，是信的人奉献，那么弟兄和姊妹都可以奉献，所以放在那里最好。
And so the offering box, there are some rules there. So the offering box is in the ladies' quarter.
而且它有13个。
There's 13 of them.
那么主耶稣在那个地方看大家奉献。
And Jesus was there watching people giving their offering.
圣经很清楚的记载呢，有很多财主往里面奉献了若干钱，叫做 lots of money。
And the Bible tells us there are many people came and put in a lot of offering.
然后有一个穷寡妇来，往里面丢了2个小钱。
And yet there came a poor widow, and she put in two little coins.
但主耶稣马上就说：“彼得、雅各、约翰、安德烈，你们全部都给我过来。
”And Jesus at that time called among all his disciples.
然后随机教育。
And they gave him an opportunity.
你们看到那个穷寡妇没有？
And he told them, "Look, did you see that the poor widow?"
他往里面投了2个小钱。
And she put in the two little coins.
就是一个大钱，就是那个时候呢，钱币的里面最薄最小的一个钱。
And the smallest coins, and
就好像一个 penny， 我们今天的 penny 一样。
Just about our pennies today.
我们今天的 penny 好像不能做什么事情，但是你知道，在苏俄或者是在一些别的地方，他们一个月生活费不过是十块钱或者怎么样子。
And a penny may not be worth anything here. However, in a different part of the world, and the people may not be making too much. And that's like worth.
他这个最小的钱可能就是他最近吃饭的钱。
And the too little money that she had, maybe all her life.
主耶稣在那里告诉门徒一个非常非常重要的一个功课。
So Jesus told his disciple one very important message.
我愿意在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们都为我们自己听，好不好？
And so I like the brothers and sisters to listen for yourself.
这里讲到我们对神的认识和态度和侍奉的观点。
And this is here it tells us how to serve the Lord and what kind of attitude that we have, we should have.
这些财主钱很多，或者是有一些人不是财主，但是钱也不多不少。
And the wealthy men in the middle class, and they may have whatever.
主耶稣就是说，他们的奉献是有余的奉献。
And they came to give offer of what they have left over.
他先把自己这份留下来。
And he kept the part for himself.
然后看看够了。
And when he found that he had enough.
从不够的地方呢，再舍得拿的哪一部分呢去奉献。
And for the leftover, and he takes a small part.
另外一种的奉献是寡妇的奉献。
And the other kind of offering is from this poor widow.
她是把一切的奉献。
She gave all she had.
她一切的奉献还比不上这个一般人的奉献。
And she may not give up very much.
但是今天有一个侍奉的原则，就是说，我们是不是觉得神值得，我们把一切给他。
And here is a principle in terms of serving the Lord.
今天有一个原则，就是说，我们的奉献是不是把我们最好的一切给他。
And should we give him all we have in our the best we have?
使不真说，我们最好的在他的面前都是何等的可怜。如果我们今天不认真的话，我们怎么侍奉他？
And someone said, even if we give out the best, it may not be worth anything. And what if we didn't even give out the best?
所以主耶稣才说，人若爱我不胜过爱他的父母、兄弟、妻子、儿女、田地和自己性命的，不配做我的门徒。
Therefore, the Lord said, the ones who does not love me more than his own parents, brothers, and sisters, and his wealth would not be wealthy as my disciple.
我在同工退休会里面刚刚和弟兄姐妹们说，我们常常说我们有儿女要照顾，这是神的责，神给我们的责任，这个话都是对的。
And I just had a sharing with the student fellowship.
The co-worker fellowship.
And saying that we often say we need to take care of our offsprings, and that's the right thing to do.
Okay. 但是呢，我们有一个态度我们需要知道，就是说我们是不是把神放成独一无二的地位，这个是一个最基本的要求。
However, there's one attitude that we need to have, that is, do we put the Lord up to be the utmost?
没有一件事情可以和神来相比，这个是一个原则问题。
And there's nothing that can compare to the Lord.
今天神在我们生活的当中，是不是不痛不痒、无关紧要的？
And is it that the Lord is just a small part in our life and doesn't have even any influence?
若是这样子的话，我们和神的关系也不可能有什么样子的长进。
If that were the case.We will not be able to be in the Lord and with the Lord and be able to grow.
我们的侍奉也不可能是金银宝石的建造。
And our service to the Lord would not be built up based on silver, gold, and stone.
金银宝石和草木禾秸什么地方不一样？
So what's the difference between the silver, gold, and stone and the hay and the straw?
这种草木禾秸都是举目看来材料到处都是，随便拿起来一盖，盖得又快又快又好。
And the hay and straw are
abundant, 又大
and it's very easy to build up.
但是火一烧也干干净净，全部没有。
And however, it cannot be withstand the test.
金银宝石不一样。
And on the contrary, the silver, gold, and stone are very different.
金子银子都要被火烧的。
And we need to refine the silver and gold.
他们这个唐崇荣牧师有一次讲说，这个烧这个银子啊，要七次。
And the wise Reverend Tom said to refine the gold and the silver, it takes seven times.
第一次烧的时候，把那个渣子啊全部烧出来，我们里面个性里面的丑陋啊、嫉妒、纷争啊、所有恼恨、不诚实啊全部烧出来，然后去掉。
The first time is to get rid of all the impurities.
然后再烧，把我们的自私自利啊这种东西全部烧出来，然后再烧。
And the second time with the refinement, taking care of all the selfishness.
再来把我们的生活习惯呢、拿出来再烧掉。
And then we take care of all our the habits.
再来把我们的思想，我们思想全部洁净。
And then we take care of our thinking and thoughts.
然后越烧越烧，烧到第六次的时候呢，已经第五次、第六次的时候呢，上面渣渣已经去的差不多了，模模糊糊可以看出来你的脸了。
And after the fifth and sixth refinement, and then you might start to see the true parents.
从大的开始烧，烧到最后烧很小的东西。我们一点点的念头，一点点的错的 attitude， 一点点嫉妒纷争，一点点不讨神喜悦的私心，全部都烧掉。
Yeah, and at the beginning, obviously, we can take care of all the gross things, and however, it's getting down to the other details.
烧到最后的第七次的时候呢，好像镜子一样，你谁在那个地方一看，就是你的脸反映出来。
And the seventh time of refinement is like building a mirror. You can see face to face yourself.
我们在神面前的成长，就应当不断的在神的面前，像金子、银子被炼一样，越炼越明，直到一天主耶稣的面孔被反映出来。
And our growth in the Lord is just like that, just like refining the gold and silver.And until the day that we can face the mirror and see the face of the Lord.
那一次夏令会的时候，大概有将近1000多人参加。那唐崇文牧师讲这个信息，那么我第二天我在替他领会，第二天我就讲。
And that time we had a summer retreat and we had more than 1,000 people attending. And after Reverend Tang, and the second day I started talking.
我说我们是 一年一年回来是银子，越炼越干净，越炼越荣耀呢。
And I said to the congregation that if we come back to the summer retreat year after year, is it that we are doing refinement and getting better each year?
还是我们每年不肯在神的面前更追逐，每年每年回来像回锅的油条越来越老呢？
Or we are like the rebate stuff and getting tougher and tougher.
弟兄姐妹们，我们神的儿女们对神看得太随便了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we sometimes look upon the Lord very lightly.
弟兄姐妹们，神是轻慢不得的。
We should not take the Lord so casually.
神是伟大荣耀的。
The Lord is almighty and glorious.
神乐意与我们每一个人同工来做他国度的工作。你每一个人，神都要使用你来与他同工，只要你肯顺服。
The Lord wants to use every one of us, and if we want to be with him.
弟兄姐妹，不要小看你自己。
Don't look on yourself very lightly.
我们看主。
Look upon the Lord.
他能够使五变有。
And he can change from nothing to half.
基督徒所以不能够被神使用，常常以为自己太有了。
And many of the Christians who cannot be used by the Lord because we thought we had.
我们要知道，我们所有的工程有一天神都要检查。
And we know that someday the Lord will look at our work.
我们自己说好一点都不算数。
And even whatever we praise ourselves doesn't mean anything.
别人说我们好也不见得可靠。
And other people praise ourselves doesn't mean anything either.
你有一天要面对面的面对这位荣耀的神、圣洁的神、公义的神，在他的面前，他要说你好不好。我们所有暗中的生活，所有的污秽的思想，所有在他面前远离他的生活，他看得清清楚楚，完全知道。
And all the things we've done in the darkness, and we thought that no one knew.
但是他的恩典、他的慈爱、他的应许、他的能力这么大，他在那等候我们。他在我们心门开门，说：“谁为我开门？我要进到他的里面去，与他一同坐席，享受主的丰富。”
And we know that He is Almighty and He's all there. And anyone wants to open His heart, and the Lord will enter.
愿意被神使用的话，没有一个人是太小的。
Anyone who is wanting to serve the Lord, and there's no one that can be considered a leader.
不依靠神的话，没有一个人是有什么了不起的。
Anyone who does not follow the words of the Lord has nothing.
没有一个人是少不了的。
And there's not anyone that's the least.
若是扫罗在神的面前不肯跟上去，神会拣选大卫起来。
And if Saul did not want to follow the Lord, and the Lord will pick up David.
神喜悦了所罗门，给他一个名字耶利底亚。但是所罗门离开了神之后，神把他的那个产业拿走，留下一个支派。
Yeah, when Solomon was following the Lord, and the Lord blessed him, when he.Let the Lord took away all his wealth.
在许许多多教会侍奉里面的过程当中，难处当中，我把我的眼祷告看到天上宝座上面的神，说：“主啊，把我的心 lift up， 从你的眼光看下来，不要这样子平视过去我的环境。”
In serving the Lord, in working at the church, and there are often times very difficult. And all we have to do is to look up to the Lord and ask for His help.
我常常碰到一些 confrontation 的一些机会，我不得不讲，但是我自己都是。在神的面前不住的祷告，然后让神约束我的舌头，我的话在神的面前是说造就人的好话。
And many times that we have confrontation in the church, and many times it's hard for me not to speak up. However, I like to speak in love and be able to build up you.
若是弟兄姐妹们和我意见不一样，我在神的面前祷告，知道神把他的爱充满在我里面，而且把他的旨意让我清楚，然后我去和他平心静气的交通。
And whenever there's a different opinion, and I would like to pray, and until I be able to seek the will of the Lord, and then be able to go have a discussion with him.
我们教会在同工的核心的里面，我们侍奉的一句话叫做同工同命。
And among our co-workers, and we have a theme, and we said that we work together, and we have the same life, share the same life.
我如果和刘志安弟兄我们谈一件事情的时候，就好像他的所有的事情是他的事情，也是我的事情，没有分彼此的。
Whatever we talk, it's not like his or mine, it's just ours.
我们只有一个心，做神的工，讨神的喜悦，造就教会，然后帮助弟兄姐妹们。
We have only one heart, that is to work together to build up the church and to be able to glorify the Lord.
谁做 leader 都没有关系，我们是一个 team, 我们 support each other, 在神的面前就是服侍神的自己。
It doesn't matter who is the leader, and we work as a team to serve the Lord.
小士长老在我们教会做了七年的长执会主席moderator.
And we have another elder in our church, John Huang, he's been deacon's board chairman for 7 years.
不是 elder in the deacon's board. 那他第三年的时候他就要我做主席，因为我们两个人开始就是这样轮的。
And he asked me to be the chair in the third year.
但是我和他说不需要。
And I told him no need to do that.
因为他常常出去讲道，常常要出去开会，他很忙，常常不在家。
And he often go out to deliver message and attending meetings, so he's often not even home.
教会里面大大小小的事情，从讲道上面讲到扫底下扫地，都是我的事情。
And many chores in the church, and whether it's delivering the message or cleaning up the church afterwards, it's all my job.
我说兄长啊，那有什么关系呢？
I said, brother, doesn't matter.
你比我年长。
I said, you're older than me.
而且你带这个 title, 然后我做这个事情。
You can have the title, and then I'll just carry out the work.
然后呢，绝对让你不会心怀不安的。
And I will not give you any difficulty or casting doubt in your mind.
大大小小的事情呢，你一回来我就让你知道教会里面发生所有的需要的事情让你知道。
So all the matters in the church, no matter how big or how small, I'll let you know when you come back.
但是你全部不需要操心，你只要知道就好。I do it.
And you don't have to worry about anything. I will just do it.
我们同工同命嘛。
Because we share the same work and we share the same life.
如果有重要的事情我会打到外州给你，但是要不然的话你回来我告诉你。我们一起侍奉。
We've been working together.
后来又有新的长老起来，我们又是一起侍奉。
And later on we have a new elder joining us.
我们就只是为着神的国度。
We work together for the Lord's kingdom.
我们不在乎什么 position,
We don't care about the position.
我们只是知道我们是侍奉天上的神，我们是国度的眼光，国度的心怀，来侍奉那一位神国度的君王。
We're here to serve the Lord, to serve His kingdom and His people.
那现在终于这个他不能再做了。现在我做教会的 moderator.
So he is now retired, and then I be the moderator of the church.
但是我们那位年轻的阮大端长老他做的事情比我还要多。
And now we have a new elder, Yuan, and he carries out even more burden than I did.
而且我们做起事情来的时候，我们都是拼命的做。
And when we do it with all our efforts.
而且是 the best quality.我们在神的面前一点不敢随便，一点不敢马虎。
And we could not just concede anything.
他可以为着早晨准备一篇的信息，他可以读准备到早晨五点钟。
And whenever he trying to prepare a message, he can stay up until 5 in the morning.
弟兄姐妹们，神是伟大，神是值得我们把一切摆上给他的。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord is Almighty, and He deserves all our effort.
有一天我们都要面对面的在神的面前。
One day we're going to face Him.
我向神有一个祷告。
I will pray.
我说主啊，让我今天就生活在你的审判光中。
And I pray that I'm living in His judgment now.
让每一天就好像在神的审判的宝座面前过生活。
And every day that I live under His judgment.
让我每一件的侍奉在你的面前，也都是在你的荣光当中来侍奉你，被你鉴察，被你拦阻，被你制作。
And every detail that I do is doing in your and under your life.
我要讲三个大点，第一点讲完了。
talk about three topics, and I'm only done with one.
But I'm very quick.
And the second point.
一个要与神同工的人
And the one who wanted to work with the Lord has to be worked on by the Lord.
这个谁都知道。
I believe everybody knows it.
但是很多我们发现很奇怪，很多人就是在神的面前明明知道这件事情，但是他不肯让神动工。
And even though many of us who do know that and refuse to be worked on by the Lord.
他服侍主十年二十年过来叫做原封不动。
And even after 10 and 20 years you're a Christian, he hasn't moved or changed a bit.
那主的能力很大，主要改变一个人，主要打碎一个人， just like that.
the Lord almighty and powerful. If you want to change anybody, he can do it, just like that.
但是只要你自己情愿。
And yet, you have to be willing.
只要你自己选择。
You have to choose the path.
你们有些人喜欢坐后面的哈。
Some of you like to sit in the back.
我特别想要和你们后面的人讲。
And I want to particularly talk to the ones sitting in the back.
你们向神到底在神的面前，你愿不愿意让神在你身上做事？
And do you willing to let the Lord work on you?
坐在后面哈，这种的 attitude 哈，我们的有不同的哈，但是要小心不要那种坏的 attitude， 想要逃避这个教会的这个前面讲台的压力哈。
Sitting in the back, I hope that you do not have the attitude to be trying to avoid the pressure of the message in the front.
你跑得再远，主也知道你坐在哪里。
And it doesn't matter how far you sit from the podium, and the Lord knows where you are.
那我凭着爱心劝你们哈，尤其年轻的人哈，要好好起来追求爱主。
And I like to give you encouragement based on love. Do the Lord's work.
尤其你们这些年轻的哈，如果不来参加主日学，要给个 report 说为什么不能来理由。
真的。And if you do not come to the Sunday school, and you better give an excuse to the teacher why you couldn't come.
要不然你这一辈子的祝福哈，已经被你随随便便丢掉一半以上。
And otherwise, you have already given up half of your blessings.
我希望你们教会别的同工哈，那个庄弟兄教的话，你们替他数，看看哪些年轻人没有来。没有来的给他一个 yellow ticket.
So, I like you, your other brothers and sisters coming to the Sunday school take attendance. So the ones who did not come, give them a yellow ticket or warning.
你知不知道我们一生可以在神的面前一者被神用或者自己用，或者有些根本不认识神的人到最后其实是被撒旦所使用，或者被金钱被情欲所使用。
So we know that in our life we either be used by the Lord or used by ourselves or used by Satan.
你若是被神用的话，你觉得神真是 wonderful。
If you're used by the Lord and you know that the Lord is wonderful,
God is Almighty.
God is Almighty.
我在我生活的里面太多的见证要讲的话哈，你们这个地方再做两个钟头、三个钟头我也讲不完。
And I have many testimonies in my life, and so I want to tell you, and you'll be sitting here for the rest of the day.
但是你要在神的面前，你要把和神的关系你要认真。
And be careful and be pay attention to your relationship to the Lord.
一个人在神面前说他爱神的话，他一定要照神的吩咐、神的命令去做。
The one who says he loves the Lord must obey the Lord.
所有你在圣经里面看见在你身上有的缺点，你若是不能够照着去做的话，没有资格在神的面前说我爱你。
And if you see many of the problems in your life, and you want to follow the Lord and yet not obey His words, you cannot be a follower.
不错，我们没有一个人是完全的，但是我们在我们的失败和软弱当中，我们才能够谦卑的跪到主的面前来说，主啊，怜悯可怜我这个罪人。
Yet none of us are perfect, so therefore that's how we can come to the Lord and pray to Him.And ask for his blessing and his forgiveness.
我这两天和弟兄们分享，我就说我在神的面前，我第一件事来到主的面前，就是把我自己的本相，把我自己的心向神打开，向神诚实，先和神两个人能够和神 adjust 和reconciliation， 好像这个表对准一样，和神关系把它对准。
And so therefore, for the last 2 years, whenever I pray,
这几天 ，OK，
the last couple of days I've been sharing with you, and whenever I pray, and I wanted to open up myself so that I will have the right connection to the Lord.
我每次来到神的面前，就把我的心向主打开，主啊，我在这里求你光照，求你赦免，求你鉴察。
So every time I come to the Lord and I open up myself to say that please, I will seek for your life and for your help.
我把我生命和生活的里面最深处的所有的重担，所有的软弱，所有的不讨神喜悦的，在神的面前全部向神敞开，主啊，求你拯救，求你怜悯，求你医治，求你坚固。
And open up myself and to let Him know all the detail of my life and my living and all the problems that we may have so that the Lord can bless and forgive us.
但是若是我们常常这样的话，你就发现主慢慢接近你，慢慢接近你，到一个地步你一跪到主的面前，圣灵就充满你，神的喜乐就高你，然后主的同在是这样子的宝贝，这样子的可爱。
If you do that and day after day, and you will realize that whenever you come to the Lord and you will feel the spirit, the togetherness of the spirit, and you will have all the blessings in all the
我们也相信说信心的一个最大的一个表现在于顺从，我们因为相信神是真的，神是爱的，神是人的，所以我们肯顺服他，而且能够顺服他。
And the one important thing in faith is you obey the Lord.
当你知道你在神的面前你顺着他去做的时候，你不需要担心，你担心的话就是你不相信他。
See, when you obey the Lord, you should not have any doubt.
但是不是糊里糊涂的这样子的相信他，而是你和他建立了亲密的关系。
Not just doing that out of mindless, but rather to have the right relationship.
我不知道我们在座的人有没有人今天是已经服侍主疲累了、受伤了，或者是觉得 没有再失去了以前的那个热心了。
I don't know whether there's anyone among us that have been serving the Lord and get very tired and become a little 我劝你
来到主的面前来等候他，这是一个要被神做工的人所需要做的事情。
And I commend you to come to the Lord and wait for his wait for his words and wait well.
一个跪不住的基督徒是没有办法让神做工的基督徒。
And the one who cannot kneel in front of the Lord would not be able to be used by the Lord.
当我们跪得住的时候
，and only when we can kneel in front of him,
我们的拳头就会缩回来
，and we will be able to withhold our fist.
我们的指头也会收回来
，we would be able to withhold our pointer.
我们的舌头也会停下来
，we would able to withhold our tongue.
然后我们就会认识自己，我们就对自己摇头。
So we will be able to recognize ourselves and shake our head.
Deny ourselves. 然后我们可以在神的面前，因为看见他的缘故，我们就顺服向他点头。
So therefore we'll be able to obey the Lord and agree to him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有花膝盖在神的面前过我们的侍奉的日子？
Brothers and sisters, have we put our knees and kneel in front of him?
膝盖跪完了，站起来就跟着主走。
And after you kneel in front of the Lord and you be able to obey and you can stand up.
若是我们有了主的命令不肯遵守，就是主所说的法利赛人，只会说不会做。
And if we have the Lord's words and yet not be able to follow, then we're like the Pharisees.
这是我们在神面前的态度。
And this is our attitude.
但是我们没有一个人是完全的，所以我们不要彼此 point fingers.
And since we're not perfect, and we should not point fingers.
若是我们中间有灰心的，有曾经被伤害的。
And if we have anyone who has disappointed himself.
我们知道神是自大的医生，他可以医治我们所有的创伤。
And we know the Lord is a great healer, and he will be able to heal all of our wounds.
对不起，我再讲下去又要犯规了。时间快到了，我劝在座的弟兄姐妹们，若是你有什么需要，跪到主的面前，主能够让你如鹰展翅上腾。等候耶和华的人，必如鹰展翅上腾。
And brothers and sisters, when you have any difficulty, when you have any need, come in front of the Lord and kneel in front of him, waiting for his words, and let his words be upon you, and you will be able to fly like an eagle.
有一个人，他是专门一生研究老鹰的一个人。
And there was one person that he studied the eagle all his life.
他写了一本书关于老鹰。
And he wrote a book about it.
他说在这个，我忘记是喜马拉雅山还是阿尔卑斯山。
In one of the mountains.
他有一种老鹰特别奇怪。
There's an eagle which is kind of strange.
他年轻的时候就飞啊飞啊飞啊，就可以飞到凤凰雨暴的上面，然后这个乘风而行。
When he was young, he can fly fly over the clouds.
但是这个老鹰呢，到五六十岁的时候就飞不动了。
And when he gets old, about 50 or 60 years old, he will not be able to fly.
他就在一个那个山的那个悬崖旁边呢，就停在那个地方，好像一个这个只是一个标本一样。
And he would just stop there, hanging on the cliffside like a statue.
但是很奇怪，过了一阵子
，and after some time,
这个老鹰开始动起来。
And even the old eagle would start to move.
他开始用他的翅膀去打石头。
And he started using his wing to hit the rock.
然后把他这些又老又脏又这个又厚的这个翅膀全部打掉。
And he would shake all the feathers, all the old feathers.
然后开始他把他的背抵在那个山的那个石头上面开始磨，把这些毛都磨掉，甚至血流出来。
And he would rub his back against the cliff and get rid of all the feathers.
然后他把那个好像老茧的那个嘴啊，对着那个石头就一直戳，一直戳，一直戳，一直戳。
And he would hit his feet on the rock as well.
一直戳到这个壳裂掉，然后流出血来，然后那个壳掉下去。
Until the old beak cracked and fell off.
然后过一阵子，这个新的毛长出来。
And after a while, a new feather would grow.
然后长出来。
And continue to grow.
然后时候到了。
And the time will come.
天上充满了云彩，或者是下雨，或者是打雷的时候。
And when the cloud comes in.
忽然之间他头一抬然后就飞上去了
and all of a sudden he can raise his head and start flying again.
如鹰返老还童，如鹰展翅上腾，冲破所有的黑云，冲破所有的这种雷电，到了上面，在日光之下遨游天上之间。
And like a rejuvenated eagle and be able to soar above the clouds.
弟兄姐妹们，我们神可以在我们身上做事， 无论我们经过多么大的挫折，我们受过多么大的伤害，无论我们多么的灰心，神能够让我们如鹰展翅上腾，只要我们等候在他的面前。
And brothers and sisters, no matter how difficult we have experienced and how disappointed we can be, if we come to the Lord, the Lord will rejuvenate us, ourselves and be like the new eagle.
因为我们知道那公义的太阳在天上，他向我们发出一个呼召，我们要向他而飞，向他而去。
And we know the sun is above us and he's our judge, and we need to go seek the goal.
这是对年纪大一点人讲的。
And this is talked among our elder, brothers and sisters.
啊，不是真的啦，像我这样的人，以上的人讲的。
Just like anyone who's older or same older.
服侍主要保持那个信心的力量。
And to serve the Lord, you have to keep the your strength.
然后最后一个讲到与人同工。
And the last point is to work with other people.
我跳过很多，没有时间讲哈。
Because of the time restriction, I have to.
譬如说，我们要分别为圣呢，我们要自洁成圣，呵护主用了等等，我就跳过去，没有时间讲。
And there are many points that I would just omit.
但是讲到与人同工。
Let's talk about the working work with other people.
与神同工容易呢，还是与人同工容易
？Is it easier to work with the Lord or to work with people?
我不好意思再问，再问也没有时间了。
And the second time.
对我来说，与神同工哈 ，1,000 time easier than 与人同工。
For me, to work with the Lord is 1,000 times easier than work with people.
你们同意不同意
？Do you agree?
哎，和自己有的时候都过不去，何况和别人
？It's sometimes even difficult to be just with myself, and not to mention to work with other people.
只要两个人在一起就有 fight.
And even if they have only two people together, you might be fighting.
三个人就要结党。
And if you have three people, you could form a club.
不是，只要有三个人。就会有两个人结党来攻击这一个人。
Even if you have three people and the two might be get together to fight against the other.
啊，侍奉神容易，侍奉人难呢。
And it's a lot easier to work to serve the Lord than work with the people.
结婚之前哈，你都是爱你那一半才结婚。结婚之后，你要侍奉你那一半，你觉得难不难呢？哎呀，所以一般的人 quick 离婚。
Before you get married, then you love the other part and you want to serve your spouse, and once you get married, and you find out that it's getting very difficult, that's why you get so angry.
所以我们人哈，绝对不要彼此批评，因为你一辈子讲不完的。
So don't try to talk about each other.
Criticize each other, 或者是，因为你的眼睛放眼一看的时候哈，哎呀，你这一辈子就是关门去看别人的缺点吧，你这一辈子可以做先知讲道讲不完的。
Yeah, if you start to criticize each other, and you're like, you can be like a prophet.You will never be able to finish.
但圣经讲得很清楚，你是谁呢？你岂可论断神的仆人呢？就别人的仆人呢？
Yeah, how does that help? How can we criticize other servants of the Lord?
我在教会的里面，从教会开始的时候，我自己很小心，我也很小心的请求所有的同工们，在这个教会里面绝对不可以散布是非，绝对不可以彼此批评论断。
And so at the beginning of our church, and I told many of the coworkers, we can never criticize other people and.
因为撒旦的主要的工作就在神的面前昼夜控告他的百姓，我们难道有与他同工吗？
And because Satan is there trying to accuse us.
然后我帮他的忙散布谣言吗？
And should we help him to by criticizing our people and spreading the gossip?
若是我不喜欢这个弟兄或不喜欢那个姊妹，我就求主说，主啊，我为什么连爱他的心都没有？求你赦免我，求你帮助我，怎么可能跑过去反过来去责备他，去批评他，论断他，毁谤他呢？
If I have any dislike of any brothers and sisters, and I would just go to the Lord and pray for the love. And if I cannot love my brother and sister, how can I be working in the church?
我们在神的面前，同工们中间，弟兄姐妹们中间，我们要彼此相爱。
And among the co-workers and the brothers and sisters, we need to love each other.
爱显出我们是他的门徒。
And the love shows us that we are his disciples.
同工弟兄姐妹们中间要彼此接纳。弟兄姐妹，我在教会里面服侍的时候，很多的人我一眼看起来就有那种天生的那种互克的那种感觉。
And there are people that whenever I see it, I just develop a dislike to the person.
这种人我一看就是我就知道我看他不顺眼，他也一定看我不顺眼。
And there are people that just by the look, and I would know that I would never be able to work in the like.
每一次这种事情发生的时候，我第一件事情就先祷告。
And whenever this kind of happens, the person
主啊，我为什么还会这么幼稚呢？
And how naive can I be?
主啊，为什么还会这么 defense myself 呢？
And how can I be so defensive?
为什么我还这么 offensive 呢？
And how can I be so offensive?
所以我就祷告主，求主赦免我。
So I ask for forgiveness from the Lord.
然后我就特别去找这个人和他谈。
And I would go seek this brother or sister and talk to him.
特别去和这个人 fellowship.
To have fellowship with him.
所以谁在我心里面让我过不去的，这个人就倒霉了，因为我要去为他祷告，去找他。
And whoever that I didn't like, and the one would be in trouble, because I'm going to go have a talk with him.
但是我告诉你哈，我去的十四里面有十四，这个人都很可爱。
And the brother and sister, I tell you, and every time I have fellowship with him, I find it so.
看他的不顺眼是我的那种，是我们人的 limitation, 有那种第六感的直觉而已。
And whatever I didn't like him, and just because of my sixth sense.
弟兄姐妹们中间哈，越是不俊美的要嫁给他俊美。
And brother and sister, the one who's not beautiful, and give him the beautiful.
越是软弱的，你要 help 他 ，protect 他，然后把他一点点把他带起来。很多的同工，我说主啊，拜托啊，这样的人怎么同工啊？有的时候对一些我很尊敬的人，看见他身上，他既然也有缺点，我说主啊，没有搞错吧？
And even though there are people that have some respect, and I've noticed that they have shortfalls, and they say, "Oh Lord, please, that cannot be true."
但是我在身边学习一件事情，我说主啊，我照着我弟兄的软弱和他的缺点，可能对我来说是，对别人来说不是哈。我说主啊，我接受他，我爱他。
And then I would pray to the Lord, saying, "Please let me be able to accept."
我不是误会他多好而爱他，我是知道他的本相，我爱他，我接受他，因为我们都有软弱。
Not because what I saw in him, but rather because we're brothers and sisters. I love him.
而且我们要能够彼此欣赏。
And we need to know how to appreciate each other.
个人看别人比自己强。
And look at other people be better than we ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
欣赏别人的长处是不简单的事情。
It's not easy to appreciate other people.
我今天早上就很欣赏庄弟兄的主日学。
And this morning I really appreciate the brother John's Sunday school.
我教主学教了那么久，我就没有特别去花时间注意到为什么伊甸园的东边要把守起来。我圣经下很大的功夫嘞。新约诗篇我一篇篇背，那么新约的圣经我一卷一卷的背的。所以我很喜欢参加别人的主日学，如果自己可以不教的话。因为每一个人在神的话语上面下功夫的人，都是我最 respect 的人。我在下面如果能够听到神经过这个人的生命和在神面前的学习，能够讲出一些话来，是我自己想也想不到、读也读不出来的，我就在神的面前感谢赞美主。
And if I can hear anything that I've never thought of and never learned from my study.
其实你们教会这样子应该有三班主日学或者两班主日学，大家好好的追求主的话语。
And in your church, you should have several Sunday school classes.
而且其中有一班是福音班，为着那些慕道的朋友，为着我们的亲人，就是给他讲福音，就是把那些有心服侍主的人在里面开始做助教。我们的福音班是这样子。
And you should have a basic.
我们有两班的一个礼拜天早晨有两班的福音班。
And you should have a basic.Bible study and to understand the salvation.
Evangelical 那个 class, yeah. 我们是有两个老师在那里负责。
And we have two classes in our church, two teachers.
然后有四个助教在那里帮忙。
And we have four assistants.
我们不管有没有人来，这些人如果没有人来就祷告主。
And we don't really care or mind whether there are people attending. And if there were no other people, we would just pray.
但是同工们、弟兄姐妹们就带我们的福音朋友来。开始的是老师可能先讲半个钟头，然后分组每个人带一个两个这样的分组，如果人少的话就两个人带一两个这样子带。多半有一次一个老师很高兴说：“哎，牧姐，我们今天班上就有四个人决志。”我们就让我们教会所有的同工要做主日学老师或者要有什么重的服事，第一个你先能够去做助教或者能够去福音班去讲福音，你福音能够讲得准，你才说你要做同工。
And whoever wants to be co-worker, first thing they need to do is to teach the Bible class.
你若是圣经没有读过几遍，你没有下功夫，我们不是靠外面的辩证。你圣经如果不下功夫，你怎么可能教主日学？怎么可以传福音呢？
Bible,
不是，我讲的是说主福音班的老师，我不是说传福音是每个人都要传的。圣经里面讲到神所赐的这些使徒先知这些等等哈，是要成全圣徒，让圣徒怎么样各尽其职，每一个人都要尽他自己的职分。
And the Bible tells us there are many positions in the works in the church, and everyone is here to help everybody to carry out his own duties.
然后百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此服侍。
And every limb has its own function, and so therefore it is connected and work together.
而我们所做的什么？建立基督的身体，在爱中建立，然后达到基督丰满的身量。
So we can build the body of Christ and be complete and full.
所以我们还是在与神同工，还是在神的根基上面，基督耶稣的根基上面建造。所有金银宝石的材料的建造，从主日学的教导，从我们生命里面顺服和圣灵十字架的制作而出来的。宝石更是在地里面埋呀压啊，受过圣灵的制陶十字架的制作，才产生那么一点点的宝石，但是是珍贵的。
Precious stone were transformed through many years of burying under the pressure.
我来你们这边三天，觉得好像已经是你们的一部分一样。
And I've been here three days, and I feel myself as part of it.
我已经在为你们多多的祷告。
And I've been praying for you.
因为我们在主的里面是互相为肢体。
And because we are all limbs.
我回去以后会为你们祷告，所以你们也为我们祷告，我们在主的里面彼此代祷。
We continue to pray for you even when I go back, and I ask you to pray for us.
在我们人生的每一个站的里面，让主在我们身上得荣耀。
And every step of our life, and we ask the Lord to be, we ask the Lord to be glorified.
让每一个人，即使坐在后面的人，都可以在主的前面为主征战。
And so every one of us, whether you're sitting in the front or in the back, be able to fight for the Lord.
让我们彼此劝慰，互相建立。
So that we can encourage and comfort each other, so we can build up each other.
好不好？
好。
哎呦，只有几个人，好不好
？Yeah.
OK, 我们在主的面前，我们靠着主的能力，我们一起来彼此相爱，互相建立。
So we based on the Lord's power and so we build up each other and help each other.
我们祷告。主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
主，你是何等伟大的神
！You are almighty.
求你开启我们的眼睛，让我们知道你是何等的伟大。
You let us see your power in your mind.
让我们的信心不像井底之蛙一样。
And so let us faith not just to have a conviction.
也让我们在你面前做忠心而有见识的仆人。
And let us be faithful and be learned.
能够知道你的意思，也能够照着去做。
So we know your will and be able to carry it out.
也让我们地上来扩充你自己的国度，与你同工。
So we can expand your kingdom in work.
主，愿你在教会中间得荣耀。
We pray that you be glorified in church.
主，在座每一位弟兄姐妹们，向你合乎你旨意的里面的呼求，求你垂听，求你成全。
So listen to all the prayers that seeking and obeying your will.
让我们每一个人都能够恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣的来侍奉你。
So we have all the blessings and all the glory to our service.
主，祝福这个教会，让你的福音在这个地方能够被广传，你的名得着荣耀。
So be blessed this church, so your name be able to spread.
把你的爱倾倒在这个地方，让弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱，众人看见你真在我们的当中。
Pour your love so we can love each other and so people can see us as your disciples.
也把天上各样的祝福和你的恩赐赐下来，让这边能够彼此建造，能够让你的荣耀在这里被显明出来。
Give us all your blessings and all gifts so that we can build each other.
祝我们爱你。
Oh Lord, we love you.
把感谢荣耀归给你。
So we give you all the thankfulness and the glory.
奉主耶稣的名。阿门。